I'm here at Aston Fire Station. The fire service has brought their driving simulator with them. I'm going to go to the pub and have a drink, and then I'm going to come back and test my driving on the simulator. I'm going to see if there's a difference between how you think drinking affects your driving and how it really does. The police will also be breathalysing me. Okay, so I'm just about to go on a driving simulator. I am sober at the minute, and I'm going to see how my reaction times are normally without a drink.
So we're off. It's actually quite like driving down a normal road. There's hazards in the road, there's some workmen on the other side of the road. Slow down a little bit for that. There's a car waiting for me to pass. This is quite difficult. There's actually a police car now on the other side of the road, so I'm having to wait for cars to pass that.
Okay, I'm in the pub now. I've just ordered my first drink, a small glass of white wine. I've done really well on the simulator. I'm quite pleased with my times and reaction. I got excellent. And the police are here now, and after I've got my drink, they're going to breathalyse me.
All you need to do, Natalie, take a big deep breath in, and then just blow one steady breath out until I tell you to stop. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Stop. That's showing a 20. Pass.
Okay, so I'm here with Pete now. I've just had my first glass of wine. I'm in the simulator and I'm going to do 70 miles an hour emergency brake.
The first time you did this, your thinking distance was 15 metres.
Yes.
Your thinking distance this time, after one glass of wine, is 21 metres.
Now that's interesting because my breathalyzer told me that I would pass. However, I've just done the simulator again and my reactions are just a lot slower. Right, I'm back in the pub now. I'm going to order my second drink. I'm going to have a gin and tonic, please. Okay, I've just had my third drink, a large glass of white wine. I feel a little bit tipsy now, almost like a little bit swayy. I'm going to get breathalyzed now and see if I would be over the limit and if I would be legal to drive after having my drink. I don't think I would actually get in a car now and drive. I'm just about to be breathalyzed after my third drink. I've had a small glass of wine, a gin tonic, and a large glass of wine, so here goes.
Okay, a big deep breath in, place mouth down with the mouthpiece, and blow till I say stop. Keep going, keep going, keep going, stop. That's 49 and a fail, so you'd now be under arrest on your way to the police station.
How long would I need then to sort of be all right to drive then?
I would suggest or strongly recommend that it be tomorrow morning for you at this stage.
And that's just after three drinks?
Correct.
I'm just about to have my third simulator after my third drink. Got to get it up to 70 miles an hour. Okay. I do find it a lot more difficult now to control the steering wheel, and I am not keeping very straight on the left-hand side of the lane either.
Okay. Your first one, your thinking distance was 15 metres.
Okay.
The very first time before you had a drink. Your second one, your thinking distance was 21.2 metres. Now, your thinking distance is 27.6.
I've just finished my fourth drink. Oh, I'm feeling quite drunk now. I've had a small glass of wine, a gin tonic, two large glasses of wine, and I'm looking over in the pub now and it's a little bit blurry. Feeling quite drunk, would not get in a car right now. I'm very, very tipsy.
Natalie, we're now going to breathalyze you for the last time today. As before, if you take a big deep breath in.
Okay, that makes me laugh, okay.
Keep going, keep going, keep going, stop. And as you can see, that says fail and 72. As before, you'd now be under arrest and you'd be taken to the police station. You're coming up to just over twice the limit.
I've had four drinks, and you wouldn't think that kind of four drinks are like, you know, you're still halfway through your evening or your afternoon. When would you recommend that I would start driving again?
If I was you, I certainly wouldn't drive until tomorrow morning at the earliest.
Late tomorrow morning?
Yes. I would certainly recommend that you catch a taxi to work in the morning.
Gosh, that's quite shocking actually, because I would just drive to work as normal and feel quite normal actually, to be honest.